Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 2, and Text 33. Asau Gunamayer Bhavayer Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Magbihi Sva Nirmiteshu Nirvishto Bhunte Bhuteshu Tadgunan Asau Gunma. Excuse me. Asau Gunamayar Bhavayar Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Mavhi Sva Nirmiteshu Nirvistu Bhunte Bhuteshu Tad Gunan Asau Gunamayar Bhavayar Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Mavihi Svanya Miteshu Nirvisto Bhunte Bhuteshu Tad Gunan Ashau Gunam Mayar Bhavayar Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Mavihi Svanya Miteshu Nirvisto Bhunte Bhuteshu Tad Gunan Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Mavhi Amatan Mintet Mintito. Mataji's. Shmendriya Mavi Svanyamiteshu Nirvishto Bhunte Bhuntai Nagatnan Asau Gunamayaya Bhavayar Bhuta Shukshmendriyat Mavhi Svanyamiteshu Nirvisto Bhunte Bhuteshu Tad Gunan Ashau that Paramatma Gunamayai influenced by the modes of nature. Bhavai, naturally. Bhuta, created. Shukshma, subtle. Indriya, senses. Atmabhi, by the living beings. Svanirmiteshu, in his own creation. Nirvishtaha, entering. Bhunkte, causes to enjoy. Bhuteshu, in the living entities. Tat Gunan, those modes of nature. Translation purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. The Supersoul enters into the bodies of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind. Please repeat. The Supersoul enters into the bodies of the created beings who are influenced by the modes of material nature and causes them to enjoy the effects of these modes by the subtle mind. Purport. There are 8,400,000 species of living beings, beginning from the highest intellectual being, Brahma, down to the insignificant ant, and all of them are enjoying the material world according to the desires of the subtle mind and gross material body. The gross material body is based on the conditions of the subtle mind, and the senses are created according to the desire of the living being. The Lord as Paramatma helps the living being to get material happiness because the living being is helpless in all respects in obtaining what he desires. He proposes and the Lord disposes. In another sense, the living beings are parts and parcels of the Lord. They are therefore one with the Lord. In the Bhagavad Gita, the living beings in all varieties of bodies have been claimed by the Lord as his sons. The sufferings and enjoyments of the sons are indirectly the sufferings and enjoyments of the father. Still, the father is not in any way affected directly by the suffering and enjoyment of the sons. He is so kind that he constantly remains with the living being as Paramatma and always tries to convert the living being towards the real happiness. Om Agyanat Viranasya Gananjana Shlaka Chakshu Umritam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Sivasri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. So, this is a very interesting verse in Srila Prabhupada's purport. There's so much information in the purport, so many different aspects of it. But we've been reading in the last several verses about the Lord, or the Supersoul. So in this particular verse, it also has something in the translation about how the Supersoul enters the bodies of the created beings. And in the purport, Prabhupada elaborates on that a little bit more. So we see that Krishna is residing along with the living entity within the heart. Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Hridesha Arjuna Tishtati. He's there with the living entity in every body. Through the process of one's activities, we develop another body. And the Supersoul, Paramatma, is with that living entity in all aspects. And according to one's activities, we produce another type of body. Chaitra gyam chapi mam vidhi. Chaitra. Srila Prabhupada says that this chaitra is the chaitra gya. It's the body, the vehicle that we get, and the living entity within that body or that vehicle knows this body and or the activities of the body. Just like even an animal, like a pig, that's his He's the knower of his body. He knows what he wants, what to eat and how to eat and how to reproduce. And also, he knows the field of the activities of that body. So this is very important, because how do we get that body or that field that the living entity can reside in and engage in so many desires of sense gratification? So Krishna, he rewards that living entity by his activities through the process of the material energy. Prakrite kriyamanani gunai karmani sarasa hankara vimudhatma kartahamiti manyate. That the living entity, it's being controlled by the three modes of material nature. The living entity thinks it's in control, but actually everything is being done by this prakriti, the material energy of the Lord. And Krishna, he produces that. He produces that particular energy. And he produces this body. He creates everything. And the super soul is there with the living entity. Srila Prabhupada gives an example of like the tree, the desire tree. And in that desire tree, there are two birds. One bird is looking at all of the fruits of that tree and wanting to eat those fruits, like sense gratification, fame, distinction, some wealth, power. These are the attractive features of this particular desire tree. And the Paramatma there is next to that living entity and witnessing all of his activities. And that witnessing is what will produce the next body. Krishna will fulfill the desire according to that living entity and all the fruits of that tree that the living entity is aspiring for. And this is how we get this next body. So these are very important things to understand, because we sometimes think, well, how is it that I've gotten in this particular situation? And we've gotten in this particular situation because of our desires. And the super soul is simply sanctioning our desires. Just like a father with his child. Sometimes a child, they go into a store and they want something. And they keep crying, no, no, I want this, I want this, I want this. And although the father says, no, 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 still the child is wanting this. So in the same way, we're on this tree, this desire tree, and we're always insisting to Krishna. We're telling him constantly, no, I want this, I need this, I want it. It's like sometimes we see that when a devotee gets into a little bit of maya and you have to preach to them, and said, no, no, don't do this. But the devotee said, no, I got to do this. But why? So the modes of material nature, the prakriti, the modes of nature are what are acting on each and every one of us. And they're dictating according to our activities. And so we're having to suffer the consequences. But ultimately, we should know that Krishna, he's actually the controller. Maya yakshena prakriti suyate sacharacharam. He's the controller. He's created everything. He's the controller of everything. Just like that verse, bhoktaram jagatapasam sarva loka maheshwaram suridam sarva bhutanam gyatva mansam timirichati. If we finally come to that point where we believe and realize that Krishna is the controller, the creator of both the worlds, spiritual and material worlds, and that Krishna is our best friend, and that whatever activities or sacrifices that we may perform, if we do it for his pleasure, his satisfaction, then we can rise above the material pangs of this material world. And that's our only solution. There's no other real solution to this. So if we understand that, then we'll see this creation in a different perspective. Just like we'll see that there's some controller. There's someone here that's controlling everything. Just like in this room here, it didn't just appear. Someone built it, and someone's controlling it. So someone is owning this building, and all the activities within this building are composed of those person or persons. So this is not an accident. So if we can understand the potency of the Supreme Lord, then somehow or other we may develop the intelligence and the knowledge. But by the grace of Krishna, savasya cha ham riddhi sannivisto matasmitya jnanam apohanam cha, that Krishna, he gives us the knowledge. If you want it, he'll give it to you. If you want remembrance, he'll give it to you. If you want to forget, he'll give it to you, because he's the witness. He's just there trying to make you happy, make us happy. Even though we're an illusion, Krishna doesn't forsake us. He still allows you to have a certain kind of body. Can you imagine what kind of person would want a body like a hog or like a lion with big teeth, good claws? I mean, just imagine the mentality, the thought pattern, or the activities of such an individual. Very unfortunate situation. And then on the other side, you take a look at the material energy, and it's actually beautiful. Just like you don't go to bed at night, and neither do I, going to bed at night thinking that the sun may not come up tomorrow. No one is thinking like that. If they are, then they're a little bit nutty. But basically, we go to bed without even thinking of the sun. And every day, that sun rises exactly at that time. Exactly. And we're in California, so we have the ocean there. Yet no one's thinking of going along the ocean that the ocean's going to rise at any moment and just wipe everything out. There could be some catastrophe, obviously, like a tsunami. But basically, we can walk down by the ocean, and that ocean doesn't go beyond the distance. I've been here for 30 years. I haven't seen Venice Beach get any further up. It just stays there. How come? Why does it stay there? Well, who's the controller of that activity? But it's so, Sarvapati, it's done so exactly by Krishna that it's almost automatic. It's like automatic. And we don't even give it any real attention. We don't even think about it. But a devotee thinks of all these things because he's always absorbed in the splendor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And he sees all the beauty of this material energy. But what is the real beauty? That the Supreme Lord is behind each and every one of these activities. So, we see that we have to be very careful when we're living in this material world, that we don't become over-attracted. What's that? Bogaishvaya prashaktanam tayaparita chetasanam vyasyatmika buddhi samaru nabidhiyate. It's described that in the minds of those that are too much attracted to sense enjoyment, or they're attracted to sense gratification, right? Material opulence, yeah. Material opulence, sense gratification. It says that when one is bewildered by such things, it's almost impossible. You can't become focused or fixed on the execution of devotional service to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Very, very difficult. So we as devotees, we have to be very conscientious that we don't become too attracted to this material energy or into sense gratification. Otherwise, we lose that opportunity of becoming Krishna conscious. And if we lose that opportunity, then again, we have to go through this particular cycle. There's a nice example given by Prabhupada where he speaks about a bird in a cage. There's a nice bird in the cage, very happy. And then there's the keeper of the cage, the person who's managing the cage, and the bird. But somehow they get bewildered, and instead of feeding the bird, they simply just spend their time cleaning the cage. They make it very clean and very shiny, but they don't give anything to the bird to eat. And after a while, the bird just dies. So this is our situation. We're encaged in a material body created by this material energy, by our desires. So whatever fortune or misfortune we may have, it's due to our activity. It's our particular fault. And when we get this particular body, we have to live by destiny. You know, destiny is very It's very powerful, and we believe in destiny. Everyone is destined to have so much happiness and so much distress. Because nobody really wants to get up in the morning and say, I want distress today. I want to be really unhappy. I want to really be angry at everybody. And I hate everything. And that's what I want to be like today. No one is doing that. Then why do we go through it? Why do we get up, hate everybody, can't stand myself? So why? This is part of our destiny. And you see, in the material world, there are so many people that are always trying to preach to us, no, you can change your destiny. You can. And there's so many gurus out there, material gurus. Read this book. Buy this book for $49.95 from me. I'll make $1 million, and you might improve your life. You might improve. And if you say, well, I did improve my life, well, you didn't do it right. Try again. And so this carrot is being dangled out there constantly in all different aspects of this material world, that we can change our destiny. But that is not true. It's predestined. This body is predestined to give us so much suffering and so much happiness. It's predestined. When someone has cancer, how does that happen and somebody else doesn't? This is what our karma is. This is a predestined situation. So what a devotee does is they take shelter of Krishna, because only Krishna can change this destiny. There's nothing else in this world, because everything is running by the modes of material nature. Everything is fixed. All the time, everything is fixed. It's like you have a fixed mortgage on your house. It's fixed. No matter what happens, if it goes up and down, whatever, it's fixed. So this is like what we live in. We live in a fixed situation. And the only thing that can actually change this is Krishna. Just like if you have a fixed mortgage, the only one that can change that is the bank. If the bank says, oh, okay, we're going to change it today, they can change it. They have the power. So the only person that has the power to change this is Krishna, because he's in control. He's built this machine, this unbelievable machine, which works like, just like clockwork. And so how can they say there's no Supreme Personality of Godhead? It's described, Svabhaviki Jnana Balakriya. Jnana, this world is managed by knowledge. It's Bala, by strength, by power, and also by Kriya, by this power of the Supreme Lord. And it's insurmountable. We can't overcome it. It's insurmountable. So we have to be very cautious and very surrendered to hearing the messages of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in order to override these destiny that we have and go back home, back to Godhead. Otherwise, there's so much suffering. Here is described, Shri Nirmiteshu Nirvishto. So, Prabhupada says there that the living entity creates its own body by this activity. And so, we get this body, and then Prabhupada says, the translation is Bhunkte Bhuteshu Tad Gunan. That what do we enjoy? So, we have this body that we wanted, Krishna gave it to us. So, what do we enjoy? The only thing that we enjoy in these bodies is the modes of material nature. Through the subtle mind, through this mind, this uncontrolled mind. And we can see this is what causes all this suffering, if we have an uncontrolled mind. So, we have to purify our senses. Sarvapadi vinir muktam tatparat vina nimalam rishikena hrishikesha sevanam bhakti uchate. Only by the purification of the senses can we understand Krishna. And this whole Krishna conscious movement, what we do, it's about purification of the senses and controlling the mind. Everything that we are engaged in every day here is for that purpose, for purifying the senses. And by purification of the senses, gradually we can understand more and more who the Supreme Personality of Godhead is. We can see His wonderful activities in the material world, and we can utilize everything in this material world for serving Krishna and glorifying Krishna. This is when our senses are purified. We can see this. It's like Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee. He taught us so many things of how we should live and how and what we should do and how we should give everything to Krishna. And this is actually very important. So this process of Vaidhi Bhakti, by regulation, this regulation is extremely important in order to get on the path of Krishna consciousness. But Vaidhi Bhakti in itself is not the end. From Vaidhi Bhakti, we need to develop pure devotional service, spontaneous, Raghunuga Bhakti. This is really the goal, is to become to the point where we're spontaneously serving Krishna out of love. And we can develop that particular desire by Vaidhi Bhakti. And Srila Prabhupada says the symptoms of one who's developing this unalloyed devotional love for Krishna is that individual who is thinking about the suffering of mankind, of the living entities in this material world. That's the symptom of a person who's developed real love of God. That they see that the conditioned souls, that every living entity in this material world is overcome by the modes of material nature. And they're suffering like anything. And their desire is to decrease that suffering, to help the living entities to get out of this material entanglement. This is an advanced devotee in Krishna consciousness. Yes, we can come. We can see the deity, the form of the Lord. We can offer a flower, and then we can go somewhere and do whatever we're going to do. This Vaidhi Bhakti, that's good. That's not bad. But there's more to Krishna consciousness than that. And that is when we actually develop an intense desire, a feeling of compassion towards the living entities, towards the conditioned souls. And that means that we don't think of ourselves. We think of the distress of the living entity. And in that way, Krishna becomes satisfied by our activity, because Krishna wants to see everyone in this material world go back home, back to Godhead. So we see that in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, this is the real essence, the importance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's preaching, is that every living entity should have the opportunity to come in contact with Krishna. Every living entity should have the opportunity to develop knowledge about the Supreme Lord. Every living entity should have an opportunity to serve the Supreme Lord. And we see that that's our mission. This is what we do. This is Srila Prabhupada's mission. He came as an ambassador for this science of Krishna consciousness to America, to give everyone an opportunity to become freed. And we see just like, what can you do? It's like the super soul. The super soul is in the living entity, living there next with the spirit soul. If it doesn't want it, what can you do? Eventually Krishna says, okay, here you want it, then get it. Here, take this body. But you can see how the pure devotee of the Lord is even more merciful than the super soul. Because Srila Prabhupada went and preached this message everywhere. And if somebody didn't want it, still he tricked them, gave them prasadam, or gave them something in order for them to become attracted to Krishna. Or he came close to them and they became attracted to Prabhupada. In the beginning, so many devotees didn't know anything about Krishna, but they knew that Srila Prabhupada was beautiful. He was a beautiful person. He glowed. He was happy. He could cook like anything. He knew so much. And they became attracted just to Srila Prabhupada by his qualities. And just by that attraction, they became a devotee. And they got an opportunity to become freed from this entanglement of the material world. So, we as devotees, we have to see that these gross bodies that we've developed and that everyone's developed is by desire. And it's up to us to help these individuals change that situation. We have that opportunity. We do have that knowledge that's given to us by the Parampara and by Krishna. And if we take that knowledge and we get out and save people from this material world, then Krishna is most satisfied. And our love of Godhead will increase immensely by that activity. So this is Krishna consciousness. We shouldn't become kripana and not want to give people the science of Krishna consciousness. We just shouldn't keep it for ourselves. We should give it out. And that's, I think, very important. And when I was reading this particular purport, Prabhupada speaks here so nicely about the sufferings and enjoyments of the sons are indirectly the sufferings and enjoyments of the father. Still, the father is not in any way affected directly by the suffering and enjoyment of the sons. He is so kind that he constantly remains with the living being as Paramatma and always tries to convert the living being towards the real happiness. And this is our mission. This is ultimately our mission, to follow the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Paramatma, and try to convert the living entities, to get them out of this hellish condition of life that we're all living in and suffering. So this is what I thought was important in this particular verse today. Jai. All right. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.